Texte numéro 22. Digital dystopia. How algorithms punish the poor. All around the world, from small town Illinois in the US to Rochdale in England, from Perth, Australia to Dumka in northern India, a revolution is underway in how governments treat the poor. You can't see it happening and may have heard nothing about it. It's being planned by engineers and coders behind closed doors in secure government locations far from public view. At a time when austerity dominates the political landscape, millions have had their benefits slashed or stopped by computer programs that operate in ways that few seem able to control or even comprehend. Mistakes have become endemic, with no obvious route for the victims of the errors to seek redress. This week, the automation of poverty will be brought onto the world stage. Philip Alston, a human rights lawyer who acts as the UN's watchdog on extreme poverty, will present to the UN General Assembly in New York a groundbreaking report that sounds the alarm about the human rights implications of the rush to digitalise social protection. Alston's analysis is based partly on his official UN studies of poverty in the UK and US, and partly on submissions from governments, human rights organisations, and experts from more than 34 countries. It is likely to provide the definitive snapshot of where the world lies now and where it's going, addressing the harassment, targeting, and punishment of those living in the rapidly expanding digital poorhouse. In Illinois, state and federal governments have joined forces to demand that welfare recipients repay overpayments, stretching back in some cases 30 years. In the UK, millions are being spent developing a new generation of welfare robots to replace humans. In Australia, the government has opened a new digital front, using automation to suspend millions of welfare payments. Recipients are finding their money cut off without notice. The most disturbing story comes from Dumka in India. Here, we learn of the horrifying human impact that has befallen families as a result of Aadhaar, a 12-digit unique identification number that the Indian government has issued to all residents in the world's largest biometric experiment. Motka Manji paid the ultimate price when the computer glitched and his thumbprint, his key into Aadhaar, went unrecognised. His subsistence rations were stopped. He was forced to skip meals and he grew thin. On the 22nd of May, he collapsed outside his home and died. His family is convinced it was starvation. Within that revolution, the human element of the welfare state is being diluted. Instead of talking to a caseworker who personally assesses your needs, you now are channeled online where predictive analytics will assign you a future risk score and an algorithm decide your fate. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2019.